Baywatch, Denzel Washington, and a new men's fashion trend. All this and more on BHL.
Okay.
Hey.
Here we go.
This is our mood for the night, guys.
Okay. Because we on a new level today.
Going into Memorial Weekend like. I'm on a new level.
Okay.
Hey.
You can tell this is his jam. Look at him. Yeah. Look at the smile.
Hey.
Hey.
Oh my. Hey.
I used cannot.
To be. Oh, they ain't even dropped them.
Me too. I was like, oh, I was gonna go with you.
Extended version.
Extended version.
The
one,
the version knows. You gotta pay for.
Hey. Hey. I don't know. You a rapper too.
Hey. I know. Hey.
Go ahead.
Sleeping in itchy bed.
Oh.
In the hotel.
Hey.
In the this hotel. Jail.
Oh. Hey.
So fast.
Hey. Hey.
Uh-oh. I'm gonna come in when they say I'm on a new level. That's the only part I know.
I cannot. Okay. Well, while they're dancing, okay. What's up, everybody?
Okay.
I am Raylan. This is BHL Next. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taryn.
Hello, it's me. I'm Raina, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_Ale.
And our lovely guest that we have on this beautiful
turned
Thursday.
Turned up over here.
Turned up.
Where can we, we can find you?
Hey. I'm taking up to the top now.
I'm on a new level.
On a new level. We're going to have a good one tonight.
We are going to have a good one.
Eamon Joseph, yes.
Where can we find you?
Let me just introduce myself.
Yes.
I'm on a new level. You can find me on Instagram, Facebook, or Twitter, Eamon_Joseph. Yeah, Eamon_Joseph.
Eamon_Joseph.
I don't even want to bring it down.
Let's just keep this energy the whole time.
Yes.
Hey, thank you,
yes.
Ronnie.
All right, cool. Now, Eamon.
Hey.
Tell me a little bit about...
Tell me a little bit about
Baywatch.
Oh. I'm the bully of the bay now.
Oh,
hey. Bully of the bay now.
Hey.
You the bully of the bay now.
Hey. Get out of the way now.
What?
Throw a little sand in the face.
Little sand in the face.
Oh.
What?
Hey, go right now. Go. Go.
Drop a ball on me now.
Hey. I'm not very good at this. Go ahead, Ray.
I'm not very good at this. Come on now.
I'm not very good at this.
Man.
I just dance.
No. Okay.
I just dance.
Okay, she's going to be the video girl. You're going to be the video girl.
Do not demote her to video girl.
That is a promotion.
That is the first thing we need to... Come on.
That is a promotion.
Hey.
You going to promote her?
Promoting to video girl.
Seriously, because I'm musically declined. What did they call me?
Musically declined.
Like, I'm
musically
not very...
Musically declined.
Yeah, because she's not musically inclined. Musically,
I got you.
Okay. Did she make up a word?
Yeah,
musically declined. Her music has been declining.
Well, it's like, because Khalil, our other co-host Khalil and Raylan used to
talk. This life.
Yeah, she's not too savvy with the music, so we have to.
But I know my sports, though. I know me some basketball, so if we want
to
talk
where she's
playoffs,
winning.
Okay,
we could talk that.
Playoffs.
We could talk about the greatest team in the world,
please
the New York
Knicks.
Oh, Lord, hey,
Jesus.
Come on.
You know what? I did just watch
Just
Right and
Amen,
Common was
amen.
Playing.
I'm going to pray for you.
Oh, no, that was in the
pray
Nets.
For me.
The Knicks. I got to pray for the Knicks because they...
Oh, the Nets now. That's...
No, the Knicks. You said the Knicks.
The Nets. I was watching Just Right, and Common was playing for the Nets.
No, they don't.
They could use
Common
right now.
They need Queen Latifah to come back.
She
needs to help somebody. Get some players.
Someone
back
was giving him like physical therapy.
Yes.
Or something. Yeah, I don't know about that movie.
I kind of like it. It's
I
like
bet
a,
you did.
I liked
you
it.
You know.
Yeah. Anything with Common, right?
Low key.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He's like the perfect boyfriend in like any movie.
Okay. You know? Big shout out to
Common.
Big shout out Common. I like the music. I don't know about the boyfriend part.
Okay. The music is good too.
The music is dope.
But let's talk about you
in
this great movie that just came out, Baywatch.
Baywatch.
So yeah, tell me about you being the bully on the beach, as you say.
Hey, you know what I mean? The bully. You got to bring the bully to the beach sometime. Don't bring sand. Bring them fists.
Oh.
I bring them fists.
Who are you trying to fight?
I don't know. Who would you even fight on the beach? I could fight a land shark.
What was it?
I did fight the rock.
Oh, wow.
Whoa.
And I'm living to tell it.
Oh.
Yeah. All my
How
teeth,
did you prepare? Too,
all your teeth.
All my teeth.
So how did you prepare to fight The Rock for that
scene? You know,
scene?
I've been fighting all my life. All my life I have
to fight.
I love Dwayne, but I kill him dead.
I cannot. Okay.
I love Zac Efron, but I kill him dead if he touch me.
Oh my God. So that was my
inspiration, really, just, you know, knowing that I kill them dead on that beach.
Yeah.
You ever try to run down somebody on a beach?
You know what?
That's a good workout.
Baywatch is all about the running on the beach, though.
Yeah, that's that slow-mo.
And I'm upset that off camera, you told us that you're not even showing your body in this.
What, you just going to tell the people that?
Yeah.
All the millions that were going to come just to see my six-pack.
He's going to show.
He's going to show a lot.
But I mean, look at the face, ladies. Come on. Hey, do you even ladies. Need to? You really need to see the body.
Look cheesy.
We actually have a trailer too to show.
Oh, yes. Throw that trailer on.
We have the trailer. You know, we came prepared. You know what I'm saying?
Stand by for that. Go ahead.
Stand by. Keep
chatting with him for a bit.
Stand by for that trailer.
Okay, so then, what was your favorite part of filming this movie?
My favorite part is that we were shooting on a beach. How many times we shot in Miami.
Woo!
Yeah, South Beach.
Saw some honeys on the beach.
What? Crazy. Crazy. We shot in Tybee. That's a little island off of the coast of Savannah, Georgia.
Ooh.
And we shot, where else? Beach. We shot in Boca as well.
Mm-hmm. Was it Florida. Beach weather when you guys went out? Because you be looking at photo shoots or movies, mm-hmm. and it looks like it was beach weather, but it was like a cloudy day that day. You would never know.
Fortunately, we started shooting sort of in the spring, but is there really a spring in Florida?
That's
you know what I mean? Truthfully, it was better because, you know, it can start getting really humid.
Yeah.
And, so it was very good weather, and, we had a good time. Yeah.
Okay, well, let's see this trailer for Baywatch.
I'm in a new trailer.
Look at my uncle.
I'm oceanic, mother.
Oh, man, I'm watching it like I've never seen it.
I'm excited to watch this.
Elite of the elite. We're the heart and soul of this very beach. Come on, Pete, make my pecs a little bigger. And don't cover up my front bump.
You got it. Huge dick.
Big dick. We're staring into the abyss here. It's up to us to restore the Baywatch brand.
Hey, One Direction, you here for the qualifier?
I'm Matt Brody. I don't have to try out. I've got 2 gold medals.
Hey!
Matt Brody,
yes! We still
don't give up.
Training begins at 0600.
This has nothing to do with saving people! He's a refrigerator!
This is Baywatch, you pussy!
What is it that you think we do here?
Prevent people from getting sunburned and occasionally stop them from drowning.
Everything's okay! Stop it! I can't save you if you're being a dick!
This is the guy you think is a good PR opportunity for us.
But I get it. You're big, Sasquatch.
But I'm fast.
Shit.
Didn't touch you.
You suck.
Drugs, murder, dead body on our beach, and it all started once she took over.
Some people are up to no good.
We're gonna have to do what Baywatch does best. The truth is, one of you will probably die.
Yeah. What? No.
Am I the only one that thinks this is clearly a job for the police?
Thank you, blue-eyed demon. You got one job. Make sure swim-happy white people don't drown.
Why does she always look like she's running in slow-mo?
She's the reason I believe in God.
We gotta go undercover.
Yeah, undercover.
Yeah, a little too undercover. I'm oceanic, mother.
Jason Bourne ain't got shit on me. Why are we in the morgue?
You gotta get some hard evidence.
Someone's coming.
What do we do now?
Now we hide.
Weird.
I'm laying on a dead old lady.
Our drawers are empty. Why'd you pick that drawer?
Something's true.
It's just a little dead man's fat. Necrotic liquid fat that we use to stop being a baby.
That's it. I'm out.
It's Looks like a lot.
Let's go.
Okay.
So have you been a fan of the water? Like, are you the type to like swim in the ocean? I'm not, so
you're not a fan.
I'm
of
not
the
gonna
water.
Swim in the you know, I'm not gonna
be
go
a fan of swimming.
Because there are sharks to. In Long Beach recently. So
would you stop it? What type of shark is in Long Beach?
There's Long Beach. There's we have a Long Beach sightings. Representative in here. There was a shark sighting in Long Beach.
And Huntington.
Five of them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm scared of no shark.
So you okay.
He ain't scared of no sharks.
He's not scared of the rocks.
I ain't scared of no shark. I'm from Harlem. Oh, God. I don't even make sharks
in Harlem. Thinking about where you came from, I know you did Baywatch. You were in Dope. And you're in some of, like, my favorite little Netflix movies that I like to watch when I drink my wine, like Sister Co and My Favorite Five. So tell me a little bit about how you got your start in acting.
I got my start in New York. I was kind of mischievous when I was a kid, so my basketball coach had me go out for a couple of commercials that were, like, sports-related, and I ended up booking a few. And I ended up working for the Apollo Theater when I was still in high school. Ooh. And started, you know, studying at the National Black Theater and Neighborhood Playhouse and, you know, different theater companies. And then I went to school, Howard University. I ended up studying there, theater arts, and went back to New York, then migrated out here to Los Angeles and been on the, you know, acting grind and got a good, you know, foundation. So more work, more work.
You know, we always ask people who are not from Cali how you like it out here compared to the East Coast.
I like the people in New York. And
dang, you don't like people out here?
I'm just saying. Are you all right? Y'all all right?
We all cool? right. What are we missing? You what do cool? we need?
Nah, y'all are all right. I mean, I believe that, you know, I bring my energy everywhere I go, and I meet like-minded people, you know, like-spirited people. So there's good people everywhere, and there's whack people everywhere. So,
yeah.
You know.
Okay.
Talk about, you mentioned that you're into the acting grind right now. Can you kind of explain, like, how it is for aspiring actors who are trying to get into the industry?
When I say the grind, I just mean that's just, you know, this is my work, this is what I do, so I don't look at it like a dream or anything like that. Mm-hmm. But for aspiring actors, I say, you know, same thing, like, have a foundation. You know, the better your foundation is, the more that when you're called upon to do roles that may stretch you or that people may think that they've seen you one way and that maybe you can only do one thing, you have that, you know, you have that range to be able to do other things and prolong your career, perhaps.
Mm. What other roles do you want to take on?
Ooh, I mean, I have so many different character types that I would like to take on, but I already do that. That, to me, again, has a lot to do with, you know, being in class, studying. Mm-hmm. So most of the things that I've done, that I do, I've already done in some way or
form before. Well, on our show, we always try to figure out if there's any, like, biopics you would like to star because that is the thing right now. Yeah, and we always put it in fruition here so that maybe later on maybe when you get it, we'll be like,
y'all be like, we brought that. We spoke that into
the universe.
I feel that.
So
let's see. Maybe I'm a physical guy, so I love boxing. So maybe Joe Frazier.
Oh.
You know, maybe a little Frazier Ali.
Oh.
Huh. You know, perhaps.
Has there been a Bo Jackson one? Maybe something along those lines?
Ooh, Bo Jackson.
I mean, that's a dynamic story. Nice. And your energy when I met you as I walked in the studio, good energy. I
got
could see.
Bo Jackson energy.
You can do it. You can do it.
Bo Jackson energy.
Hey, ladies, can we have you move to your camera left just a smidge?
Look at that.
Just look at that.
Know that.
Nice little smidge. Perfect.
I got a Bo Jackson energy.
Yes.
Do you guys even know who Bo Jackson is?
I know Frasier.
You know Frasier?
But
not Frasier like the TV show.
No, Joe Frasier.
Joe Frasier.
Yes.
Smoking Joe.
Yes, but I don't. And,
what you know
and
about
Sugar
Smoking
Ray.
Joe? You know Sugar Ray?
Yeah.
Robinson or Leonard?
Leonard.
Ah, okay.
But
look at you.
I don't know Bo Jackson.
Yeah, Bo Jackson played, I mean, he was just a tremendous athlete. His kind of his career was thwarted from injury, but like the dude was amazing in both football and baseball, like an all-star in both
so
sports.
You're real athletic. What made you not go down that path to just being an athlete instead of a
I wasn't as good as other guys at that. No, I wasn't as good even in the basketball team that I was on in high school. That's why I think the coach told me, like, okay, you're making jokes on it and you're not getting in the game, fam, so you might as well go downtown to this audition I got for you.
Because that's why he's actually giving you
he was giving me a gift. Yeah, he threw me an alley-oop. Like, yo, get out my gym. You know, but no, I believe that you should do what comes to you. I mean, there's a lot of things that I like to do, so I'll always stay on like a basketball team. I do that, you know, still till today, you know, working out and whatnot. But I believe that you should kind of do what you're good at, and find a legacy in that and try to perfect that as long as you can.
Raylan,
you
know? We got a photo of Bo Jackson for you.
Hey, now they know. Bo.
Can he do it? Can he do the role?
Oh yes,
I can see that.
There was this thing called Bo Knows back in the day. Y'all don't remember these Bo Knows, and the Bo Jackson sneakers were like crazy.
He was big. He had the kicks. and he had the commercial with Bo Diddley. Yeah, like yeah, they Bo were. It was Diddley, a scene.
Oh, this is a big deal.
It was a thing.
Yeah. 80s babies know what's up with this thing.
80s babies. Yeah, 80s,
come on, yeah, come on.
90s babies.
Team 80s. All right.
Yeah, no, okay. But Bo Jackson was the, yeah.
Let's see you do that pose, though. Let's see if you can do that same pose. Yes. Let's mimic
use,
it. Hold
I'll
on.
I'll use the mic.
Hold on.
No, I'll use one of the ladies. Come, let me use you like that. Let me put you up
here.
Hey,
there you go.
Bo kind of relaxed, too. You got the relaxed face. Let me hit the relaxed face, though.
Oh.
Screenshot that right there. Oh, yes. Yes.
Got him.
That's the one.
Yeah.
That is the one.
No, I can see it.
Bo knows. She said, I can see it now. Yeah, you can see a six-pack.
Look, for real though.
Yeah, no, he was a tremendous and a good guy, a really good guy, humanitarian. He still does a lot of work, Bo Jackson. But yeah, so what we got? Smoking Joe Frazier. I also like Marvin Hagler. Very interesting story with him. Jack Johnson, one of the first black heavyweights.
So you're really trying to take on these sports roles.
I mean. That's where I'm at right now. Yeah. Just give me a moment. I'm going to take it on over.
Oh,
you know,
go ahead.
There's some, you know, there's a lot of African kings that I would like to, you know, take a stab at the Kush Empire, you know, some of the early dynasties in Africa. That would be kind of dope. Ethiopia, King Monte Musa, or, you know, it's like a lot of Hannibal. Like, yeah, we can get, you know, I do this, so we can keep going.
My,
we
what
can,
about in the music industry?
The music industry, wow.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of somebody.
You know, maybe like a Teddy Pendergrass or...
Whoa, you know what? Yes, you know, I can see
you know,
it.
Just,
with a little,
I just throw on like 10 pounds, bump the beard up a little bit, put a little bit of shea butter in the beard, you know?
I'm seeing it.
I don't know what we're going to do about the vocals, but yeah.
No singing talents, that's what I was going to ask.
I mean,
you can rap,
in the shower, I'm good.
In the shower, you're
shower,
good.
You like, stop, please, but cool.
Rap?
Rapping, though.
Yeah, rap. What rapper? Oh, you know, it would be kind of cool to do somebody like Big Daddy Kane or something.
Okay.
That would be kind of cool. I don't know. Rap. I don't know.
I don't know.
I don't know about the rappers.
I don't know the rapper.
I'm going to let them do it.
Let me throw out another one.
Okay.
Size-wise, you're probably too large for this particular individual, but I think you can pull it off. I would like to see something with Guru.
Ooh. What do you...
Ronnie! Wow.
Just, yeah, I mean...
Do you want to have a seat?
Guru. Seriously, you should...
I'm an honorary...
I think Black Raylan. Thought, even though he's around and...
Right.
I mean, why do we always got to make something about someone that is, like... They're gone already, but Guru actually was
so educated
friend,
and
a good friend of mine. And when I was growing up in Harlem, he used to, he used to come by different little stores and Mart 25 in Harlem. He would come by, and at the time I was like a little kid running around 125th Street, and Guru would just like, you know, come up and always had a positive word. Really positive brother. He's gone too soon. Never had any type of scandal or anything with him. Never had any, you know, beef outside of wax, you know?
That's good.
And like
that's
he said, with the mass appeal, Dwick. Dwick was another one that was my joint with him and Nice and Smooth. Okay.
Is the reason why you mess with ASAP is because you're from, the ASAP crew, because you're from Harlem?
Yeah, I had to give my Harlem dudes a, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But my time is more of a Cam'ron time.
Oh, really?
That's kind of more my, of course. Come on now. The almighty dip.
You need to maybe do that for Halloween. You know, Tyga did it.
That would be so cool.
His
you
whole
should.
Crew dressed up as Dipset.
That's funny.
That's funny.
Can I ask
funny.
You?
They had on the pink.
I feel like you should do the pink. I feel like he has the pink.
He had the
you
pink.
Could pull
on.
It off.
Somebody had pink. But yeah, you
but
should
you
do
should
pink.
Do the pink. The do joint. The pink joint.
Hit him with
be...
the pink.
Yes.
Hit him with the Cameron joint with the phone.
Yes.
Oh my gosh.
I would like to see that. That's Halloween for sure.
And then when you post the picture, just be like, Raina and Raylan told me to do it.
Yeah. I feel y'all trying to get y'all 10%. I see what this is about. I see what this is all about.
I want my 5%. I'm in on this. Let's not play around here. I provided the photos.
That's 25%.
Inspiration right here.
Yeah, that's the one right there.
Hold on. Let's do this photo right here.
That's the one right there.
Okay, now you got to do that pose.
Wait 1 second. You guys keep talking. Let me pull this up.
That's classic cam right there.
You know, a lot of women have been doing that, though.
Yeah.
Lately for the Halloween costume.
Yeah.
You got to.
I haven't seen a man do
it. That was a good wave right there.
The flip phone. Wow.
Look at his kicks. Look at his car.
The flip phone.
Oh, I say it's oh. Look, mommy, I'm so hood.
That's why.
Yeah, Cam's the dude.
Damn.
Hit the
Cam
to killer
on the phone.
To the killer. Oh. Killer?
Right here to killer. Your right here to your people.
Right here.
Hey Ma.
Right here. Hey Ma.
Hey Ma.
What's
hey,
up?
What up? Yo, Cameron Poe. Yeah, we on 4/5.
We just need to get you in this fit. I'm telling you.
You know?
Oh, you know what? This is awesome. Yeah. But I cannot wait till we play this game.
Put some fur on me back.
You know, it is a good time to buy some fur.
Is it? Every time to buy fur.
Don't have PETA catch you.
No, some faux fur. Some faux fur?
Okay, yeah. PETA is out. Because
it's actually on sale right now.
Yeah, where I'm from, you don't faux fur where I'm from.
Yeah. Y'all serious about y'all fur.
That's going to be a fur. And I don't think PETA going to throw nothing on my...
Red paint?
That probably wouldn't work. We should have came out to this. We weren't even thinking about it.
With Chanel ski hat.
I can't believe Dipset is just on Love and Hip Hop.
Hey.
You know?
I feel like this is such a serious song, but being where you were at in Harlem at the time, my gosh, that must have been.
This is a hit, huh?
Yes.
Listen to my homeboy Santana. I'm telling you,
now we bleeding. We are foolish. I'm gonna cut it.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Okay, so you told us about your acting, but Raina, I think we have something next in casting.
Yeah,
next.
So yes, next in casting news is our next segment, and Denzel's coming out with a new movie coming.
Yes,
summer 17.
They try to cheat him on fences this year.
Yeah, so this is his new role. He's going to be playing Roman Israel, a defense attorney. So this was a few pictures were spotted. He gained a little weight. I wish I had the other pictures up too. Sorry about that, Ronnie. But this is his look, and I know, judging just looking by this, Denzel is gonna kill it no matter what. He kills every single role.
This
but
is true.
This is the Inner City. It should be coming out summer 17.
So this
is. I'm sorry, next summer.
This
sorry.
Is Inner City.
Inner City.
Yeah, I heard about the project.
Inner City.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, he looked like the Nutty Professor right there. No,
he does. Dang. I think he got a little gag.
Yeah, he hit you with that.
Yeah,
I need to go watch Nutty Professor now after this.
So I'm looking forward to this movie.
Yeah, he's totally
what
disheveled.
Is it? Do you know what it's about?
It's just basically about his story. Roman Israel, his defense attorney, he got, I guess, in trouble with the law, and it's just all about him.
Oh wow!
So.
Okay.
Denzel's gonna kill it. What's your favorite Denzel movie?
John Q.
Nah, even though that's a good
one. I love John Q.
That's a good one.
He did anything for himself.
I
have to probably
Training
just
Day.
Just say nah.
Oh, okay.
Nah,
I was like, I feel like everybody loves Training Day.
It was very performance-y. my favorite is probably Mo Better.
Oh.
But it's because two of my favorite actors, because Wesley Snipes was in it as well. But come on now, Malcolm X.
Oh,
Malcolm
dang.
X just gets it.
I mean,
it
the filmography is so long that I guess.
Yeah,
you can't.
I mean, he's Denzel is. Wait, hold on.
That's our next segment.
Like, don't disrespect my man Denzel like that. Yo.
Oh, we're not gonna talk about that. I can't wait for that segment.
Denzel from Mount Vernon. Don't do that.
We ain't trying to play Denzel.
We're trying to play Denzel.
You saw your face. You're like, what?
Yeah, just in case y'all don't know, they put a romper.
Okay.
They try to throw a romper up while Denzel was on the screen.
Let's get into that.
I got you, Denzel. I got you.
stupid.
Slow down.
That is our next segment, which is Next or Nah. So this has been going viral. It's the romp him, so the male version of a romper. This is Cam Newton wearing it very graciously.
He killed that.
Was he at Coachella or what was it?
In this picture, it was at Coachella, which is early April, but this trend, I think, kind of came out last week or
a few weeks ago.
Recently, so people are like, Cam Newton started this trend. But yeah, this is, I'm not mad at this look.
First of all, I'm just concerned about, because when I wear a romper, when I have to go pee, it's like I'm taking the whole romper down. Yeah. So how he peeing in this?
You ain't got no zipper hole on it?
Nah.
Oh, nah.
Would you rock this next or nah?
Yeah, I'm not rocking that. No. But what's around his calf? You see that?
Is that a band? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, because those are loafers, huh, that he got on.
So he got something around his calf, too. I'm not rocking that either.
No?
Nah.
So why not?
Yeah, bring that on in. Yeah. Let's see with the calf. What is calf?
So why not the romp him, Eamon?
Well, first of all, you're never going to romp me. So romp him. Why are you going to romp? You know, that doesn't even make sense right there.
No.
Romp him?
Romp him.
Romp him.
That's what they're calling it. I mean, there's...
First of all, dudes wear that every day that's locked up in the pen.
That's very true.
Those are jumpsuits that are in the pen.
This is true.
These are just flower jumpsuits with a cutoff.
And, they have some that are, like, plain. Yeah. And there's some that are longer that go all the way down to the ankle.
And there's some people are, like, comparing this to overalls.
Oh. I remember the overall thing, yeah.
So, is an overall something that... Would you wear some overalls?
Overalls, yeah. I've worn overalls when I was young, like Carhartts.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with that. Like, it's just not for me. It's just you won't see my balls all tied up in that. That's what I'm saying.
I think my rule of thumb on that has got to be, if your body's okay, you could do it and get away with it. But if you are very round,
I like it.
I'm not doing a big belly and a romper. Like those need to be
tall, athletic men.
So you don't see it on Rick Ross or nothing.
I don't need to see the Rick Ross romper or the DJ Khaled. No.
We can't.
Stop it.
I can see that.
I can see Khaled do it. I can see Khaled do it.
Khaled
could do anything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dang, no, I like it on this body type, though.
I really like how he swagged it out, though.
Because I'm not mad at him.
I've seen it on shorter men, and it doesn't look good.
Cam has, like, a very different style. Yeah.
I think it's a little much with the hat, though. Like, you're already going too much with the flowers and the romp. Like, it's a lot of statements there.
Yeah.
Like, let's just chill on that.
I ain't mad at him. Do your thing.
But that's a Coachella look,
Cam is, like, what, 6'5"?
Yeah, he's
6'5", floral dude in a romper. That's popping for some people.
That's probably that's a good picture. People.
No, he look good.
Oh God,
you like it, girl? Go ahead.
Okay, he looking good. I'm not gonna lie.
You seen the thing where they had the meme where it's like a dude? It's like you trying to get a dude out of his romper, you know, right before sex. Like he gotta like scoot his butt up so that he could get his romper off. You like that look,
goodness.
Huh?
You know what? He trying to play me?
Nah. I'm saying that's foreplay,
no,
right?
Him peeling out that romper? Not that part. I don't want the romp him.
Not that part.
No, not that part.
No. He's looking up this meme right now.
I'm just saying. Yeah. I don't know if you're going to find that meme.
Oh, my God, no.
But it is somewhere on my Facebook.
So no romp him for you.
Never.
Okay.
No romp him.
Okay, well, we're going to do...
But the floral joint? I think floral, a nice, you know, blazer, you know, maybe switch it up so it's not, you know, I'm not looking like the whole botanical garden, but...
Right? What does this meme say?
After and sex. Sexy, she just throws your romper over to you and says, you're Uber here.
Word, I can't even imagine.
You're Uber here.
And you know, sometimes you trip when you're getting into your pants just because you tripping over your romper.
Well, since you don't like the romp him, we do have something that you might like. We have a little game for you.
Right.
And since you were in Baywatch, we got some hotties in bathing suits that we want to ask you some questions.
My
whether
type
or not.
Of game.
Yeah, yes. Okay. So, we got
You got the first one.
We have J-Lo, Jessica Alba, and Eva Longoria. Now, they all sinking, and you got to pick one to save. Who you going with?
J-Lo, easy.
I was going to say,
J-Lo,
they're
easy?
Wait, he said gone or stay?
No,
she's staying.
She's staying.
Thank you. I was going to say, there are right and wrong answers to this, so I'm glad you answered the correct answer. Yes,
J-Lo. J-Lo, why J-Lo?
Keeping J-Lo. You can't let J-Lo drown. Come on, that's BX right there. J-Lo is a J-Lo is like a national treasure. Let's
be honest. She invented the wheel. Yes,
she did invent the wheel. Talk about it. Let's go.
Yes. That's what my Instagram says. Number one J-Lo fan. J-Lo. Yeah, I'm into it. Let's go.
Let's go.
Okay.
Okay, so our next cat, our next group of fine ladies.
Oh, he doesn't choose between the rest of the girls?
I mean, he said he's going to save
J-Lo.
I'll save J-Lo twice.
All right, let me pull up the next one.
All right. Dang, J-Lo is hot.
Wow, he just let Jessica Alba to the sharks.
To the sharks. Drown
to the sharks in Long Beach.
All right, we got the Kardashian clan.
Yes, so out of these three, who are you saving?
I feel like you girls should predict his answer.
Oh,
I know,
man.
Huh? I think he's going to say...
I almost for sure think it's...
Wait, who's on the end?
So that's Courtney, Chloe, and Kim. Courtney's to the far right. So who would you save? If they're drowning.
Boy. I think he's going to say...
I think he's going to say Courtney.
Me too! I'm kind of feeling
like,
that too.
I'm saying Courtney.
Because she's the most natural out of the three.
His eyes say Courtney.
Yeah, let's just save her. Let's save Courtney. But I would probably save J-Lo again. I'm going to probably save J-Lo three times now. But yeah, let's save...
So if J-Lo, things don't work out with A-Rod.
Let's save Courtney.
Let's save
J-Lo.
Courtney. Let's save Courtney. Okay, save Courtney. He's going with Courtney, guys.
Okay.
Next one.
Let's see. Dang, Courtney, though, she's hot.
Yeah, she is.
All right.
I ain't got to save them because they hot, right?
All right, this is the... No.
Whoever, it's your
this
personal
is, preference. Yeah, your personal preference. Okay, this is the pop girls.
Okay.
So we got Demi Lovato, Selena Gomez, Katy Perry.
Why don't you do it the other way this time? Who's going to the Sharks first?
We're going to go back to everyone and ask them who's going
to... But I actually want to know, if you had to be stranded on an island with one of them, who would you choose if you had to be stranded?
Man, this is kind of tough. Probably prior to like a week ago, it would have probably been Selena. But I think it's going to be Katy Perry. I like the new haircut. I like the new energy.
Ooh.
So we're gonna go there.
You going to be straight
on
way.
That one, right?
Katy!
Ah, sent the curveball down.
Raina, who you be stranded on an island with just to be like homegirls?
Homegirls, I think Demi would be fun.
Yeah, me too.
I think she would be fun.
But you know what? I think I might go with Selena.
She's killing that picture, I tell you that much.
I'm going to go with Selena only because she be rapping Lil Wayne joints, like the gems of Lil Wayne. So I feel like she might have a little hood with her, like on the island. So I'm gonna go with Selena.
Okay,
cool. Yeah,
cool.
Then okay, so everybody just get who they want. So then, Demi, you get Katy, I get Selena. So we all win.
I'm interested to see what you feel about this one though. Who are you saving first for this last group? We have Queen B. We have Riri
and
Nikki.
Come on, I probably get killed if I don't save the Queen B. Like, let's just see
the beehive is gonna.
The beehive is gonna be all up in your.
Wait,
comments.
Who's that? Is that
Rihanna and Nikki?
Wait a minute. Now.
Rihanna, Nikki, and B.
You know what? I may have to get. I'm gonna save
both of them at the same time.
Man, I'm gonna try my best. But Nikki, man, this is a tough one.
This is a tough one.
Situation? What's gonna happen on the?
So
they gonna get ate by a shark?
Yeah. There's sharks. Like they're in Long Beach right now. There's five sharks.
There's five sharks.
The Long Beach sharks.
LBC, they smoking weed. Yes. These sharks are crazy.
Sharks are ready. They
rapping Snoop.
They're waiting for Snoop to come.
Mm.
And they mad hungry.
So they want to get somebody.
They're trying to get one of them. So
I feel like they might go for Nikki because she got a little more.
I'm not trying to give them Nikki, but Nikki can fight for herself. Nikki, you can hold it down. She got hands. She probably could hold down five sharks.
Yeah.
Or it bites something, we can replace. Be honey. Come on.
No. Okay.
So all who right.
So
then
we got Beyonce and Rihanna.
Man, see my island start coming out of me. I think I'm gonna save Riri.
Yeah.
For the people.
Riri.
Barbados.
For the people. Yeah.
She looking really
my bad,
fire
B.
though.
B can save herself too.
Jay-Z can save Beyonce.
The water will probably just evaporate. She probably just split the sea.
The sharks are gonna
send judgment on me like hellfire. Like no. My bad. I was just trying to say.
The sharks are just going to turn around and be like, oh, it's B. My bad. My bad. My bad. I'm going to go back. All right, girl.
That was a really tough one.
That was a tough one.
Come on.
Okay, Raina?
I almost want to ask questions like more of some of the seasoned women. How about like a Halle Berry versus a Naomi?
Ooh. Naomi Campbell.
Howie.
Only because in this last picture, I almost thought Rihanna almost gave me a visual of. I was like, Howie? Is that Allie?
Or
is
Jessica
that
White right there? Something. She gives me a little Jessica White right there, too. Because
we can't leave out the season, you know.
Yeah.
Season. Please.
Wow. Hallie or.
Hallie
or Naomi.
Right now?
Yeah. Or.
No, back in their prime.
Back in their prime.
Their prime is going to be missing. It's going to be Halle Berry. But right now. I feel
what
like Naomi
Stacey Dash,
is.
Those three. Stacey Dash, Prime.
No,
Stacey
no, no,
Dash.
No, 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 no,
Prime, yeah.
Prime Stacey Dash.
Prime Stacey Dash.
Prime Stacey Dash. Dash. We're not now. Prime Stacey Dash. Prime Halle Berry. Prime Naomi.
Yeah, that's still gonna be
Halle Berry.
Berry.
Really?
Yeah. What did they do to us in the doggone '90s or something with Halle Berry? It just feel like she was just.
She was it.
She was just it.
It's like, oh, Halle Berry. Just
Halle
like,
Berry.
Like she was floating and had like halo on.
She
for real.
She was like the, you know how like we praise Beyonce.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like it was.
That's what
Halle
was.
Praise Halle.
But then Aaliyah came along.
Oh, Aaliyah was dope, but Halle Berry, yeah. Halle still got young dudes making songs
about
her.
Yeah,
like, that is so true.
Yeah, so. Yeah, I'm going to keep Halle on. Yeah, for whatever.
Yeah,
we, yeah.
So your eyes.
But right now we're
going
to go with Naomi. Because Naomi's sex appeal never. I mean, she's.
You watch her on Empire?
Man, she is fierce.
Yeah.
Naomi Campbell probably makes most men really intimidated.
I just don't think I would want to get into a fight with Naomi.
She has a good role on Star.
She got that shoe and that phone game.
Yeah, it's strong.
She got that. Her phone game is strong. She go through iPhones like nothing.
I don't want to get into an argument with Naomi Campbell.
she probably got mad iPhones. She'd be like, get them about you.
They were saying that Naomi Campbell and Rihanna ain't cool.
Really?
Her heels is like this. Those is like. She just throw those like ninja stars.
No.
Yeah.
Well, I mean,
nah, I'm not mad at Naomi.
So you're going to get Rihanna, Nicki, and Beyonce that's going to scare the sharks away. Yeah.
So his island is J-Lo, Katy Perry, Kourtney
Kardashian,
and Rihanna. Damn.
Yeah.
That is a great island.
I'll stick with it, but, you know, we could have traded out some things. We could have doubled up on J-Lo, like I said.
Beyonce's
probably going to fly herself out there, too. So.
Hey.
Which
Beyonce is? Owns the island.
Beyonce owns the island.
So.
Ooh, is that Naomi?
Look at Naomi.
Oh,
just face like, there.
Oh, wow.
Yes, the wickedest.
Okay, wait. How about Naomi versus Tyra in their prime?
Because
Tyra Sports Illustrated? Ooh. Woo!
Tyra.
Yeah, I should have put that in.
I'm going to go, that's difficult. It matters what I'm. Yeah. Okay. Let me stop. Yeah. I'm gonna probably go with Tyra in that.
Yeah.
Tyra.
Mama now and everything.
Yeah.
She's coming back too.
That's awesome for Tyra as well.
Mm-hmm. Oh. Well.
Well, that's all my imagination. I'm imagination out.
You are.
Yeah, man. Damn. Hypotheticals.
They should have been. All them ladies should have been in Baywatch in bathing suits.
Tell me about it.
Yeah.
Now would you be intimidated?
Nah. I mean, I should probably wear shades so I don't stare too much. Because the worst thing. You just like. Oh,
how
my
would
bad.
You say? So how do you approach your J Lo?
Yeah.
I'm not doing that with y'all.
What?
Isn't she like dating somebody?
She dated
A-Rod.
But you know.
Yeah, I ain't going to disrespect A-Rod. He used to play for the Yankees.
Okay, he's so faithful to everybody.
But I'll ask him a different question then. So when you say she's intimidating, like, do you mean that to woman as a compliment?
Slide to your camera left, please.
No, I was talking about the energy. When I was saying intimidating, I don't know. A lot of things could be perceived as that. But I'm talking about just the fierceness that Naomi, you know, the persona that I've seen, because I don't know her personally, just the sexuality, the strength, the power, the empowerment, that could be, perhaps.
I think she's on this level.
Hey.
That's the Naomi energy, is it?
Exactly. Naomi will destroy this song. She will show you a new level. That's what I think, you know. Perhaps I'm reaching, but I don't think so.
Yeah. I don't know. Naomi
put in work.
She's hot. She has this book too. It came out I think last year. And it's her body, her naked body, I think, is the silhouette of the book.
I've seen some of her spreads from growing up. Just the epitome of a queen, just goddess. And
I'm thinking movie African King, Queen. Ooh. Naomi Campbell.
Ooh, yes.
I'm down. Sign
Speaking
me
into
up.
Existence, you heard it here
Sign
on Next.
Sign me up.
That's
and
coming
I,
up.
Yeah, and I want my cut because, you know, people
Man,
was...
Man, they always
you know,
getting their cut
You know
here,
why I knew my
no.
cut? Because did you see on Twitter, some girl
Twitter?
Had said that Rihanna and Lupita Nyong'o should do a movie together.
And
Netflix picked it up. Ava DuVernay said she was going to direct it.
Yeah.
And Issa Rae said she's going to write it.
I love it.
And all because some girl put out a tweet saying that Rihanna and Lupita Nyong'o look like... They scheming on me.
All right, we give you your little compensation.
So, you know,
you.
If right. it comes into fruition,
I want something. Yeah. Or we can make a debut if you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, or I'll just come back here and promote it. You know?
Yeah.
Act like y'all
too.
Never mentioned.
Oh, yeah, this is the picture. This is the one that went viral. Yeah.
And it was like, yeah, they should be best
it said
friends.
That,
right?
It said that Rihanna looks like she scams old white men and Lupita Nyong'o is her computer nerd best friend.
Gotta be old
oh,
that be helping.
Gosh.
Yeah.
That is perfect.
Mm-hmm.
That's funny.
And I think they both tweeted back and forth
yeah,
about
did,
it too. So
yeah, Lupita said I'm in the
right.
UR and then Rihanna was like, I'm in Pete's.
So I guess you don't just cast
I'm in
it.
Pete's.
You don't just cast things into existence. Now you tweet them
you
into
tweet
existence.
Tweet
it
into existence.
We'll
all right.
So we're going to tweet Amy.
Hopefully
and,
it'll bring that
Amy
Twitter stock up.
And Naomi.
Yeah, what did he say? He said, hopefully. Nothing. I heard that. Hopefully it brings our Twitter stock up.
It is.
It's okay.
Once the movie comes out, we'll definitely get hella followers.
Yeah,
and directors will be reaching out to us to like
our credits and
yes.
stuff. Raina.
From the mind.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I can't believe this is our show. Amen. You're hella fun.
Oh, man,
that's
I had a good time with you
so
guys.
Fast, because
I went by
a good
so
time.
Fast. We're having a good
yeah,
time.
I know.
We know who you would have on your island.
Hey.
Your island.
We got to bring me back and do another island or something.
Yes.
Do another kingdom. Yeah.
Another kingdom. No, that's what we're going to do. We're going to see who's going to be in your palace. And we're going to have
Ooh.
People dressed up like
Ooh.
Real fancy,
yes.
real royal-like.
Yeah.
Who's going to be
on
in your palace.
Put on my purple and gold.
I can really... You need to have a coming to America party.
I know. Rose Barris!
I'm talking to my son.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That's my movie.
Really? Of
Yo,
course
come
it
into
is.
America, come on. That's
you know, Beyonce really loves that movie too. I feel like they're
Does
really
she?
Into I mm-hmm. They dressed up like
oh,
that.
Yeah,
party
yeah,
or
yeah. Her
yeah.
and Jay did
mm-hmm.
something. Yeah. Prince Akeem. Yeah, that was hilarious.
Okay, well, this has been BHL Next. I am Raylan Taren. Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Raylan Taren.
And I'm Raina. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raina_LA. And where
I am Eamon Joseph. You can find me on Twitter or Instagram, Eamon Joseph.
And please tell them where they can go see your movie in all theaters on what? What day?
May 26th.
Yes. Baywatch.
Hey.
Frankie.
The Bully of the Bay.
Bully of the Bay.
I love that. Bully all right, guys. See you next time. Bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Christmas, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us, info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio, Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
Hollywood redefined.
No, I don't even think they do it anymore.
Here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.